Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Lisa. It's time for Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. And my guest today is Katarina Kosis, who is the founder of the Bushwick Daily, the Bushwick Notebook. She's from Slovakia.
Yeah. And I just want to correct you, Katarina Hybanova. That's my writing name, so Oh. That's how people know me. Kosis is just for private purposes.
Oh, Jesus. Well, there you go. What do I know?
And from Slovakia.
Yeah. Well, I just had a little nervousness with the tech. You know, that kind of shit makes...
Yeah, the tech was...
Well, you know, I don't handle these. That's my vulnerability.
Creating.
Yeah, that's my vulnerability, so... Anyway, thank you for coming. It is so great to see you. And
you,
I was going to play my theme song, I Won't Grow Up, but I don't even know if I've got that down right. Jesus. Anyway, let's just move on. So anyway, we are going to talk today to Katarina, who is a very interesting person because she was a lawyer in Slovakia, right?
In the Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic?
Yes.
And then you moved to Bushwick?
Not directly. I first moved to Upper West Side because I came for grad school, so I lived on 106th in Columbus. For a year, and after that year I moved to Bushwick.
And then what made you move to Bushwick?
Primarily the rent cost. Mm-hmm. I was no longer, you know, the school mm-hmm. was over, the funds mm-hmm. ran out, so I was no longer able to live on the
West. Oh, you came here to go to school. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Fordham Law.
Oh, you got your law degree here.
Yeah, the LLM one, so it's not JD, the 3 years, but just LLM, the 1 year.
Huh.
Master in law. I don't know if anybody cares about that, but
I don't know. But I think it is interesting that you were a, you know, that you were on your way to becoming a lawyer, and then you wound up being like
a lawyer in the Czech Republic.
You were a lawyer in the Czech Republic.
I knew
you were.
For 2 years, yeah.
Wow. So why? What made you want to come to America for God's sakes?
I guess I wanted to come to New York. The original idea was that I was going to go to grad school, which was a good idea in my profession. I worked in Prague branch of like a large American law firm, and a lot of people had like LLM degree from the States. So it was like a good idea to go for the career purposes, and I was also excited to go. I mean, I couldn't wait to actually get out, so...
So you wanted a new, exciting life. So, you're bilingual, obviously. Is it common to be bilingual there? Or was that sort
yeah,
of like
absolutely.
How everybody's bilingual?
English group.
Bilingual.
In my age group, yes.
Yeah. How about your folks?
My parents,
Just one language.
My mom, she actually used to be really good in English, but she doesn't really have a chance to practice at all, so she sort of lost it.
Mm-hmm. So do you dream in English or Czech? What language would be your second language? Is it called Czech? Slovakia? What is it?
My first language is Slovak.
Slovak.
I can totally understand Czech and all that because of the mutual history of Czechoslovakia. And, you know, then English mm-hmm. is my, I guess, third language.
So, you know what I have? Well, yeah, you're smart. She's smart. She's motivated. Like, look at you kids. You know, you didn't even, like, you fucking grew up here. And, like, Katarina's on, like, her third career as the, like, star of all the media in Bushwick, except for the radio, which is why I brought her in here. But still, I mean, it, like, and she doesn't even... You better get on it, guys. You better get on it.
I think people in Bushwick are totally on it.
They are. Yeah. It's a motivated group, right?
It's very cool group.
Yeah, even though everybody thinks it's all about raves or screwing around.
It's funny. I mean, you know, the different preconceived notions people have about this neighborhood is really hilarious.
Oh, I know. Well, anyway, in my notes here, it says I was going to talk about my countertransference, about my authority issues onto you, which I normally would have gone on to, but since I had a disaster with the tech here, since this is my first pre-recorded show, I realized that I just sloughed them right off onto Tom Tenney, because that's easy to do, for me anyway. He really can absorb that. And I bonded with you. See, what happened was, Katarina, we were running around, and I was nervous, as I like to get when I'm not feeling in control. And instead of being nervous about you, I wound up getting you on my side and being nervous at Tom. That worked out so well for this interview, don't you think? Okay, now that I've gotten through that, I can actually really ask you some, you know, other questions. And I have also this note about this assessment of your personality that I wanted to lay on you, as long as we're being recorded on air and on air. So, you know, I had this thought about you. I wonder if you're, like me, a misunderstood introvert. What do you think?
Probably is.
Because everybody thinks that you're like, I mean, you're the queen of Bushwick Media, except for the radio part. And, like, you run all these organizations. You run, well, you run, tell, what, how many organizations? You run, like, three organizations. You run the Bushwick Daily, which is huge. There's, like, four posts a day or some crap like that. There's, like, I don't know, how many subscribers are there now?
Subscribers
or like how many what's your daily, you know,
click? Like 120,000 unique visitors per month,
which,
a lot of page views, like over 200,000.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty good for a neighborhood.
Yeah, I think you and Kim Kardashian are going but you know, I mean, that's pretty fucking impressive. Okay, so you got that going. You've got the Bushwick Notebook, right? Which is now, what is that? What is that? It's a quarterly. It just came out, the first issue. But what is the Bushwick Notebook?
Yeah, so Bushwick Notebook is our print quarterly magazine. As you said, it just came out, the first issue in June. Second one is coming out in September, so you guys can be excited for it.
And like, I was even going to talk about that today, but I found out that they're all gone, because everybody came, and I wanted to, like, plug that, because I thought it was such a cool thing. I have one at home, which I'm willing to sell to anybody who wants to buy one on the air. But anyway, because now I realize they're a collector's item. But the thing is that those things were gone in like 5 minutes at Bushwick Open Studios.
Yeah,
but you're going to put a PDF online. Is that it?
Yes. So I think at this point, almost all of the magazines are gone. So we distributed them for free throughout the neighborhood in like the most popular spots, and our beloved advertisers who made it possible. So I think those are gone. But we're gonna put up like a issue type of thing, so that you can read it on your iPad also.
Oh, good.
Also online.
Yeah, you should, especially if you have any interest in going to Far Rockaway at all, because I think I'm gonna bug Phil to go there. I wanted to go there. I was gonna get Christopher a birthday present of a hotel room there with his girlfriend. That's my stepson,
awesome.
and like Phil was like, no, give him money. So anyway, which
so
I
poetic.
Hope he spent on his girlfriend anyway. So so you did that. That's two. That's like Bushwick Open Studio.
But, you know, I say I don't count it as a separate organization. It's
no.
A separate product of you know,
mm-hmm. I'm
the
gonna
same mother company.
I think that's a self-esteem issue. If I was me, I'd be counting that as a second project. No doubt. That's a whole printed thing.
It is a second project, but not an organization, because it's the same people.
All right. Okay. So, and then you also run an entrepreneurs club, is that right?
Oh, yeah, Bushwick Entrepreneurs Club.
Yeah.
But that's really just for fun.
Oh, not like everything else.
Yeah, I mean, everything else is totally for fun, too. But Bushwick Entrepreneurs Club is a separate project of me and my lovely friend, Katia Bartolmes.
Mm-hmm.
Who is an entrepreneur from Berlin, Germany, also residing in Bushwick. And, you know, we just had so much fun hanging out together and talking about all our struggles and joys of being self-employed that we decided to like invite also the rest of Bushwick to do the same with us.
Oh, nice. Well, this is what I'm saying, Katarina. You're like running at least one and a half, two and a half organizations.
So maybe you're right.
So that's, but what I'm saying is that I think people automatically assume that you're a really outgoing, extrovert, party, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, social person, but I'm gonna posit that perhaps you are more of an introvert that's very, very focused on projects that involve other people, and it's not the pure socializing that you're enjoying. Like, you don't like, you don't like just hanging out doing nothing.
When I started Bushwick Daily, it was a lot about socializing, and I would go out every night, and I thought it was, that's what it was about. But as the time progressed, I definitely am much more inside and working and, you know, pondering where am I going with all this. So, and yeah, definitely, you know, I took like some personality quizzes before, you know, the Myers-Briggs and all of those. And I'm sort of on the border between extroverted and introverted. And I think it changes depending on my life whereabouts, and I think right now I'm totally an introvert.
Yeah, I feel like that too. See, I feel like that too, because like I like doing activities that involve talking to other people, but because I like doing that, then people think that I love just socializing. But frankly, I feel, you know, I don't necessarily feel that I'm that good at it or comfortable at it, or actually I actually think that that I can have a great time with anybody for 10 minutes and after that
and
I feel
for an hour.
This is what this is all about me. Let's just get to the point. And no, like in college I used to go to people's dorm rooms, and then the minute after I got there I'd sit there for like a couple minutes hanging out, and then I think like, oh, they want me to leave, I gotta get out of here, they don't want me around. And you know, and then I'd find out next time that about some party that I missed or something. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, folks?
Yes.
There's a lot of you people out there where people just assume that you're really social and you're not. And there's a lot of, like, Phil, my husband, people think that he's way more extroverted than I am. He loves going places and just shooting the shit and doing that stuff. And
I would have guessed otherwise. Knowing you both, I would think that you're the more extroverted and Phil is more introverted, which is funny.
Right. Yeah, I think that's really common. Okay, so I think it's an interesting point anyway. So, speaking of that, you know, so you wrote a story a while ago about stopping drinking, being sober in Bushwick.
You remember that one?
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that, because I've known you quite some time now, and I've seen you go through that transition, and I mean, it's sort
like
of...
Like a vampire.
Well, a vampire. I mean, it sort of is related to what I was talking about, socializing and drinking and stuff like that, and being introverted, extroverted. So, like, first of all, can I just ask you about it? You don't have to answer this or tell me when you want me to shut up, but, like, how much were you drinking? Like, I worry about myself, too. Were you drinking a lot, or how much were you drinking?
I think so. I think that these days, almost any 20-something in Bushwick drinks quite a lot, you know? If you just take a look at like a regular person, you know, and if you take a look at like the recommendations from a doctor, like how much is normal to drink, how they counted like one unit per week or something like that, which is like one beer, I think almost everybody drinks like way more than like the recommended amount that we're supposed to drink. So I was drinking quite a lot, like every weekend, Friday, Saturday, sometimes also, you know, at home with like, so wherever.
Not during the week though?
Yeah, also during the week sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Not like every day, but pretty often.
So what would be like the amount that you would drink? Would it be, when you say drinking, do you mean like two beers or two glasses of wine, or do you mean like four drinks?
I guess I mean both. I mean just like consumption of alcohol. So like on the weekends I would definitely be more on like the four beer side and during the week like one or two.
And how about Kenny? Kenny, your husband.
Kenny was about the same.
And so you did who stopped drinking first?
It was me and my crazy idea, but yeah.
And so did he stop drinking because you weren't drinking or like
I think we were just on the same page about this, like what we are getting from it and what we are not.
Or
So
does he just do whatever you tell him to?
no, that's not
Whatever.
true.
No, he's not like that.
No, he's not like that. But we were just on the same
No, he,
page. It
no
was my idea,
kidding.
but he was like, "Oh yeah, it's actually, yeah, I feel the same." So, and since we are together, we
You
do
seem like a
stuff
really,
together, so.
yeah, you do seem like you have like the idea of what how to have a good relationship. You seem like like from the outside looking in, it seems like you guys get along like really, really well. Like there's
Yeah, we
not a lot
do.
of tension.
No, there's not.
How could that be? How do you have a relationship without a lot of tension?
I guess it also depends on the personality types in the relationship.
Yeah.
And me and Kenny, we don't have any desire to have like tension in our lives. We're both like, I'm Pisces, he's Cancer, so we like our, like quiet, calm household where we just understand each other without necessarily using words, and we just know, So
So you just,
peace is important for us.
so you're both, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. So you guys like it like calm and not a lot of tension. So
Yeah.
you look, maybe you look to agree more.
I guess so,
You
maybe,
think
yeah.
so?
Yeah, I know
Are
that
you
some couples,
comprom
they like to like have some fights because it gives them like excitement in the relationship, but we're not the kind of we're not a kind of
You wouldn't.
couple.
Yeah, did you have arguments with other men you've been with? Did you
Yeah, I
argue? You
did.
did. What? Give me an example. Were you married? I can't remember.
No,
The
this is my first
first
marriage.
marriage.
Hopefully the only marriage. No, I had like two relationships before. I'm kind of really monogamously boring. So,
That's why
but
you're in Bushwick, because you don't need to do that. Everybody else is doing it for you.
I guess.
So with, well, tell me, so was Kenny the first relationship you had in the States?
Yes.
And how long after you moved here did you meet him?
I met him after like 6 months I was here.
And how did you meet him?
I met him at a Rubulat party. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like an amazing, totally amazing party collective, Rubulat. And they do like this traveling party in Brooklyn, and it used to be in Flatbush, and now they do it, I don't know, wherever.
And
They really like decorate their rooms, and they're like bands, couple of rooms. It's really like the most epic thing ever.
really? Is it like a warehousey thing, or
Kind
is
of
it like
warehousey,
how
yeah.
many people? Is it like 100 people?
It's a lot of people. It's more than 100 for sure.
Yeah. So you guys met at a cool party,
Yeah.
IRL, in real life.
Yeah.
And was it sort of like instantaneous, or
Yes, I would say.
were you like, that guy's cute, or did he come over to you?
No, it was actually I was like walking around and I was like looking at everything. I felt like Alice in Wonderland, and I lost track of my group of friends that I came with. And I thought I saw a friend from behind, so I tapped him on the shoulder, but it was actually Ken. And he turned around and I was like, "Oh, I thought you were someone else." And he said, "Oh, I can be someone else."
Oh, you know,
It
I've tried that line, it never worked for me.
worked on me.
Oh, wow. Oh, so he must have been so happy.
I don't
A
know if
gorgeous blonde with a sexy accent. I don't blame him. I think you guys make an awesome couple. I
Thank you.
Kenny is super, super talented guy.
Yes, I agree.
Super, super talented guy. We got to get his, yeah.
We should
Hey,
get him here.
we should get him in here. We should get him a show at Pine Box. Did you ever talk to them about that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's my idea. Let's give
Let's
Pine Box a big shout out.
make
I mean, I love Pine
this
Box.
study Pine
I
Box.
go there way too much, speaking of drinking, meaning I go there, I'm a regular there. I know. I've never been a regular at a bar before, but I am a regular there.
It's nice to be a regular.
I like that place and I love the people that own it. I feel like, I feel like there's some family there. I feel like there's a sense of family and I feel comfortable there and I usually just sit in the corner and read if I'm by myself
It's a good
or
afternoon drinking bar, right? It's
yeah,
good
I
to
try.
pop in the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't drink in the afternoon. That's my one thing that I
That's a
don't
good thing.
do. That's my boundary with myself. And let's give let's do a station ID for Radio Free Brooklyn,
Let's do it.
which is the best radio station in the tri-state area.
Oh,
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
Yes, and this is Dr. Lisa gives a shit, 'cause I really do give a shit. And I also want to thank one of our sponsors, Paul Mitchell Hair Care, 'cause you should wash your hair if it feels dirty, and that's shampoo that you can use if you want to. So anyway, so tell me about who was the last boyfriend that you had an argument with. You know what I'm thinking? Let's see if we can figure out how. This is what I'm thinking. Maybe we can learn from you how you can get, because you're in a like such a calm, decent, nice. I mean, I love Kenny, really. Not just because he's your husband. He's like a really good guy with a lot of positive energy, and he's really like really good at. You guys are so good at getting
Thank
shit done
you.
together. And he's really secure. He seems really secure in himself. He doesn't have to like, push himself on people or anything. And he's also like, he knows who he is, right? Is that a good
Yeah.
assessment? Plus, he's also hot. It's true.
He's
He's a
very hot,
good-looking
yeah.
guy. Great, beautiful hair. He's a good-looking guy.
Yes.
Anyway, so maybe we can learn like how you could go from having an argumentative relationship with a lot of strum and drang, is that what they say, to a calmer relationship. So tell us
If that's
how
what you
that's what you want. So tell
want.
us like what your relationship was like with the last guy in where was it?
So that was like, that was a very strange kind of long distance relationship, very painful. So I met this my previous boyfriend. I met him actually in New York. I came to New York for summer school before I came for an actual graduate school. And so he was a lawyer from El Salvador.
Whoa.
And so we met there at the summer school and we like started to date. And then we both went to our respective countries, which were like not close to each other at all. I'm still
No,
living in
not.
Prague, and he
Is
was
that even
like,
the same hemisphere?
probably not. It's like so far, really. It's
Yeah.
incredible. And so we like, but then he actually came for a study abroad program to Barcelona, so at least he was in Europe, so we were like dating in different European cities,
Ooh.
which sounds glamorous, but it wasn't. It was
Not
just
unless you have
very
a lot of
tiring.
money, right?
Well, I was a lawyer at the time, so it wasn't an issue, but I still spent so much money that it was kind of horrible.
It's still tiring.
But also
Yeah,
in
if you go,
Europe,
imagine going to another city just to have sex. I mean, come on.
it's very tiring. So
Was
yeah, I
that.
spent a lot of money. It was kind of tiring, and it wasn't the right match. And we were just like arguing on Skype
What
all the
would you
time.
argue? You would argue on Skype?
Yeah,
So
like
you're like
horrible,
spending
you
money.
know?
Does that cost money? You're spending money to
No,
argue?
it's for free, at least
But
that.
that.
But
Well, how would you get into arguments? Like, what did you argue about? Did you argue about the same things over and over?
I don't even remember anymore. It was just
What
like really different people, like really
did.
different personality types. And also he was, what was his sign? Aries, and I'm Pisces, which is like he wanted to dominate my free soul way too much, you know? Which I just like need to be left
He
alone.
sounds like he maybe was like a macho guy. Like, I'm just gonna make that
Definitely.
stereotype, from
He
that part of
was.
the
He wanted
world.
to be.
Not on an individual basis, not you. I know there's some guy out there going, I'm nothing like that. And I know you're not. I know it. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about a big stereotype. And I'm hearing that maybe this guy kind of fit in that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So do you think, because you're a really independent woman, obviously, and a very take charge woman, do you think that that was maybe a problem with some of the other guys when you were younger? I think a lot of women, sadly, at this state, at this time in history, still have that problem with really dominant men. Dominant. I mean, I'm a piece of
Yeah.
work myself. So I think a lot of men have problem with that, right?
I think so,
Strong
but
women or
yeah, definitely.
dominating women.
There are definitely men like that, but I don't even want to get like pissed off about the whole idea of men dominating women, but it's just I think that there is enough men out there who are totally respectful and will give you your space and like you are able to do whatever you want and be in a happy relationship at the same time. So, I think it's just about like not getting wind down with a guy who is like that.
I agree. That's very positive thinking. But no, but you know what? It's not, because it's true. There are definitely a lot of men, and there are more every day, you know. I think a lot of women find like manly men that are kind of macho or kind of like sexy. There's something sexy about that. Come on. It's
yeah,
true. Dominating men are sexy.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, there's a difference, right?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, to each his own. But I don't think it's just like men are this way. I think women, there's something attractive about a man that is, you know, dominating and aggressive as well. I mean, I think women, we say we don't, I think, you know, we're all doing this. We're all in this together. And I think some women that are very strong women still want to be with a guy that's very like dominating, and then they find it frustrating.
Yeah.
Right?
I can only speak for myself, and I feel like
that's wise.
I sort of like getting myself into that relationship, I sort of knew it right from the beginning that it wasn't right, but I didn't want to see it. But if I look back, I knew it all along that like, no, this will never gonna work, like long term, definitely not.
Mm.
But I just like was stubborn and I wanted to make it work, you know?
Right, because you're an overachiever, as we discussed in the car on the way here. How overachievers think they're actually underachievers, because they always feel like they don't do enough, and we put you in that profile. Remember that in the car ride? How was my driving today? I'm such a new driver.
Totally
would
cool.
You know I was a new driver?
Not at all.
No, I seem much more crazy, neurotic about the equipment here than the driving, right?
Perhaps, yeah.
I got over that. I used to be just like that with the driving, the way I am about the equipment. But I'm going to get through all this. I'm having growth experience.
That's
great. So I was thinking about this. I was thinking about how unusual or how... Yeah, it's unusual that somebody would come from Slovakia, and then all like you're a leader. It's true. I mean, we'd have to say you're a leader. Didn't you get a? You got some kind of. Didn't Spike Lee get in touch with you? Tell me about that.
Oh yes.
What happened with that?
So Spike Lee has this advertising agency, you know, Spike DDB.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got in touch with me through an acquaintance that worked for him. And so he was doing like a panel, like a discussion panel with like young entrepreneurs, or like they call it like in the advertising lingo, like influencers.
Yeah, influencers. That's an important group.
So I got together with these other very important individuals.
So you did it. I heard about
it.
But what was that
but
like?
But actually Spike wasn't there, which was kind of disappointing. He was in Chicago shooting a documentary about the riots.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There was
well,
just some other people.
He's got better things to do. He's already influenced who he's going to influence. He's got to influence.
Yeah.
He's influencing on a much bigger level.
I guess,
so you
yeah.
were actually on a panel of influencers. So what was that like? Who were the influencers?
Sounds so pretentious, right?
I feel influenced by you.
I feel influenced by you, Dr. Lisa.
Yeah, we have our own panels here. We're all influenced. I feel influenced by a lot of things. I feel influenced by my fucking dog. So what was that like? That sounds weird.
It was fine.
Were they talking? What were the other influencers like? Were they...
So they were... There were, you know, different entrepreneurs from all walks of life. So there was a guy who has a food stand on Smorgasburg and also on Coney Island, you know.
A food stand guy?
So, I mean, so, okay, like, it sounds so, you know, it sounds so belittling. No, he was like an entrepreneur in the food industry.
An artisanal food stand guy?
Yes, yes, yes. So artisanal food stand guy. And then there was a fashion designer. There was an artist.
What artist? Do you remember?
No, she wasn't from Bushwick or, you know, from
around. Did they seem like smart people, though?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a panel of influencers, I would definitely have you on it. So they got you on it. They must have, I bet they did pretty good. And did you get paid or something, right? Compensation?
You know, they gave us like a $100 Amazon card.
That's funny, because I gave one of those to my cousin this weekend, just as a present, for being related.
It's cool. I love Amazon, so I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah. So there's your credentials. You're definitely, Spike Lee somehow thought you were, so you're an influencer here. I mean, you definitely are. Let's just say you're the founder of the Bushwick Daily. So, what would in somebody's childhood, such as yourself, somebody from Slovakia, what about growing up there? Where is the connection between who you were as a child and the leader in the community that you are today? Can you explain that in any way?
It's a good question. I think I've always been sort of like this.
Nature?
I think it's nature.
Like, what were you like as a kid? Were you bossy?
I was very bossy. Or I think, you know, I think it's normal and it should be encouraged, but maybe at the time people were just saying that, oh, she's so bossy.
Oh.
Which I think is a little bit sexist. But, you know, it was 90s in Slovakia, so... So I feel like maybe it was a... You know, it's a probably common misunderstanding. Girls are being taught that they are bossy, but maybe the boys wouldn't be. So anyway, yes, I was a bossy child.
Oh, okay.
I was like chairman of my class, and you know, I remember it's kind of embarrassing to admit, but probably on my first day in school when I was a first grader, I made everyone play a game, and I was their queen, and they were all my peasants.
And you got that going?
I wouldn't
have pictured that.
It's really embarrassing.
Wow. Awesome. Do you have any pictures? I'd love to see that.
Yeah, sure.
You really? Okay, we're going to post them online. So listen, we're going to have our next show soon, so we're going to have to say goodbye. And thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
And wasn't that fun?
Yeah, totally.
So listen to us Monday through Friday. Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit from 2 to 3 p.m. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
Thank you.
Ooh.